Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Shine Bright with Sabrina. And I am your host, Sabrina Shine Williams. Today, we have an incredible guest. Her name is Brooke Waller, and she is the CEO of Brooke Bowl Media. And I'm so excited to talk to her today because our episode is going to be about the importance of self-care and the fact that self-care is not selfish. So, Brooke, introduce yourself to my audience and let them know who you are.
Yes. Thank you, Sabrina, so much for having me on. I'm so excited to speak to your guests. Yes, as you mentioned, I am the CEO of Brooke Bowl Media. I am a speaker and self-care strategist. And so I recognize that oftentimes Black women don't take time for themselves, they don't speak up, they don't set boundaries. And so I'm passionate about helping Black women find their voice, implement self-care, and realize self-care is not selfish.
Correct. Not selfish at all. It's actually a requirement if we want to show up as our best and brightest self. So, share with us, what does self-care look like for you right now?
Yes, self-care looks like for me is doing things that fill my cup, that bring me joy. Self-care looks like for me setting boundaries, putting myself first. I'm in a new season of life and just transitioning, and I'm realizing, I got to get back to Brooke. I have to make time for self-care, put it on my calendar, schedule it, and just really stick to, excuse me, stick to my self-care.
Nice. Okay, so you said boundaries. I'm taking a deep breath because boundaries is one of those things that I'm still working on. I've set up a few things to help me with that. For example, I set up a do not disturb on my phone. So if anybody try to call me after 10 o'clock and before 8 a.m. in the morning, my phone is not going to ring. That's my one way of kind of keeping from staying on the phone all the time. What type of boundaries have you set up and would like to share with us?
Yes, some boundaries that I've set up is learning to say no. It's okay to say no. I know that it's a challenge, but you have to get comfortable saying no. Sometimes we want to, I see myself as a recovering people pleaser, that we want to please everyone. We want to just show up and be there for everyone, but we cannot. We're only one person. And if we don't pour in our cup and fill ourselves up, how are we going to be our best self?
Exactly. That saying no, I had somebody tell me, Sabrina, no is a complete sentence. It's like, what? She said, when you say no, put a period behind it. You don't have to explain anything to anybody. And when you say no, mean it. Okay. Because as a recovering people pleaser, I say no, but then I feel bad. It's like, oh, maybe I should go and help them. And then I change my mind and I don't feel right about it. So learning to say no and mean it has been something that's freeing. It's still a struggle. So I don't want anybody to think, oh, yeah, we got this down pat. It's still a struggle for me. I still have my days when I will say yes to something that I really wanted to say no to, and I should have said no to. Okay, so what is your favorite self-care routine?
I love it. I've just kind of started this new routine. First is having my facial routine in the morning and the night. I'm doing my skincare, making sure I'm taking care of my skin, drinking my water, drinking my tea, taking my vitamins, incorporating physical activity such as meditation, yoga. There's different mindfulness apps that you can download on your phone. Healthy eating. Healthy eating is a part of my self-care routine of being intentional. One of my words for this year is intentional. Intentional about being physically active because it all starts with your mindset for self-care. It all starts with your mindset and what we're feeding, what we're putting into our body, the physical activity, all of that makes a difference. And we are a temple. We are, God gave our body as a temple, and we have to take care of it.
Yes. So you look at, seem like you got the whole gamut. You're looking at mentally, physically, and spiritually taking care of yourself. What are your thoughts? Do you subscribe to the view that self-care and self-love kind of work hand in hand and necessary?
Absolutely, I do because you have to love yourself first. When you love yourself first, people learn how to treat you, how to show up and have respect for you. If you don't respect your own self and you're not getting enough of sleep or you're letting people like run all over you, take your kindness for weakness. You know, how is that showing your own self-love? How are you showing other people to treat you? I was talking to one of my mentors the other day, and she's reading this book about setting boundaries, and we were discussing you have to show people how to treat you, and you have to show people in the way your boundaries, what you're going to respond to, what you're going to allow, and having that self-love makes a completely different how you show up in the world, how you show up in the workplace, how you're demanding respect, you know?
That's true. That is so true. Because when we think about self-care and self-love, you have to love yourself enough to give yourself everything you need to keep your cup full. And typically, as women, a lot of us tend to pour out into everybody else. We just serving, and become depleted. And then after we're depleted, we're just out there by ourselves, and a lot of times we don't have someone or a group that will pour back into us. So it's important to remember that self-love. We can't give our last drop to anybody except for ourselves. We cannot give and give and give and give and give and not expect to have anything given back to us. So sometimes that means that we have to give it to ourselves, whether that's reading a book, doing the facials, drinking the water, getting to sleep. Man, that sleep I
That
got,
sleep makes a difference.
it does. For like 3 nights in a row, I got the most was 5.5 hours sleep for 3 nights in a row. And that third day, I was like, wait a minute, my body does not like this. So I went and took a nap. I would have slept for about 2 hours. And I got up, I said, okay, that's a little bit better. And then I went to bed earlier that night. I said, oh no, I have to get my rest. And I think sometimes some of us go out and we're so busy doing so many other things, we don't think about how important rest is.
It makes a huge difference of getting enough of sleep. It can impact how you age. It can impact different health issues that you might encounter. Also from not getting enough of sleep. I learned from a couple of friends about taking magnesium, like a powder, and mixing it with like a cherry juice or cherry tart or even water. And it's just a natural, like, kind of you take it before bed and helps you go to sleep.
Okay. Mix some magnesium with a cherry tart or water, and that helps with sleep.
Yeah.
Look, you got any other tips for my listeners? Why you sharing? You got anything else you want to share with us?
Yes, I would say learning to delegate and having no screen times, delegating and therapy. I love therapy. I feel like oftentimes, and I just realized this from a video that I was looking at, that I often struggle with asking people for help. And everything links back to your childhood. And I'm an only child, and I was raised to be strong, independent. You know, we're not always going to be here, but I'm learning as I'm getting older that sometimes it's okay to ask people for help. And sometimes I wouldn't because, like, people weren't reliable or I felt I would be let down. But all you can do is ask people for help, put it out there, you know, and that's, you know, it really goes back to we need each other, you know, we need each other, and it's okay to ask for help, you know. We're not out here alone on an island by yourself. Seek therapy. Therapy is self-care. There's a lot of therapists that take insurance or a rolling scale. So many out here. Black Girl Therapy, BetterHelp. The Boris Foundation by Taraji P. Henson. Really, like, therapy has been amazing for my self-care of learning to, like, use my voice. I can see growth in me setting boundaries. It's a safe place to really have some self-awareness and to look at myself, have a reflection.
Yes. So you talked about that therapy. You talked about the delegation. We're going to go to delegation first and asking for help as a recovering perfectionist. Some of my family would disagree that I said recovering, but I am a recovering perfectionist. Okay, so we were having a great conversation, and electronic technology said, we don't like this conversation. We're gonna stop it. But that, nope, we just keeping going. We're gonna keep it going. So you were talking about that delegation, as a recovering perfectionist. And I'm at the very early stage of recovery. I don't like to give stuff to people, ask people to do it because they're not going to do it as good as I'm doing. Or
Yeah.
sometimes they don't do it at all. It's like, why did I give this to them?
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
That is something that I am definitely working on because the bottom line is I can't do it all by myself. I want to
Yeah.
do it all by myself, but I can't. So there are things that I want to accomplish and I need other people. And somebody told me, you don't worry about, you just make sure that it's done. It don't matter if it's not done the way you would have did it or whatever, is the task completed? So that's something that I'm working on. And then you talked about my favorite therapy. Yes, therapy. Yes.
Yes, I love therapy.
There are a lot of families that grew up with the stigma of you don't go to therapy. That means you have this, that, and the other. When in reality, every last one of us should be in some type of therapy. That's my
Absolutely.
belief. And depending on your background, especially if you grew up in a church, the type of church I grew up in did not believe you go pray to God, you go fasting or whatever, that was all the therapy you needed. But I say, and you need a certified licensed therapist
Yes.
because sometimes people will have therapists that are not certified. They don't know what they're doing at all. And you going in there talking to them and you not getting what you need out of the conversation. So I encourage people, all everyone listening to this today,
Yes.
you don't have a therapist, find you a good therapist. And if you get a therapist and you're like, try another one. I think I'm on my third therapist, and each one has helped in different ways. But I realized there's a season. Like one therapist I had to let go was like, no, this is it. This is done. I need a new therapist. And one of the things my new therapist is working with me on is forgiveness. Forgiveness, because that's part of our self-care. We have to learn to forgive. We don't forgive for them, we forgive for ourselves, because we can't have that just lingering on our bodies. We have to let that go. And I realize I still have some growth. I have some growth. How are you with forgiving people?
Yeah, I honestly struggle with that. I had to talk to my therapist about a situation where I thought someone should have been showing up for me in a way that they weren't showing up for me, and I didn't want to have that tough conversation with them. I just wanted to just kind of just ease it on. And so my therapist, I've really been empowered to have tough conversations. You get advice from different people, but like to have tough conversations. And so I ended up having that tough conversation with that person of explaining to them how I thought they, should have showed up or did XYZ. And they, received it well, and we can move forward. About expectations and what I expect. But I feel like oftentimes we don't want to forgive, but we have to look at it like, I don't ever want to live like with regrets. And I feel like a lot of times we don't have these tough conversations, personal, professional, is because we don't want to feel uncomfortable. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone, our comfort space of, I don't know how this is make me feel, or I'm the type of person like I don't like conflict. I don't like drama. I don't like uproar. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can have a conversation. And I was just having this conversation with a few friends of like there's a lack of communication skills. I feel like since the pandemic, everybody wants to text and people don't want to get in person or get on the phone. And we have to just, and I have a communications background, and I was like, well, I don't want to communicate. I just want to let this kind of go. But I did, and I'm proud of myself because I did forgive the person. I did have the tough conversation. And people can't read our minds. So,
That
who
part,
knows? You
that
know,
part, that part.
cannot we have these things? Well, they should know, but no, people can't read our minds. So,
Yeah, that part. And then the other thing, someone told me, just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you have to reestablish that relationship.
yeah.
I can forgive you and then we move on. We don't have that same relationship no more. And the main reason why you should be forgiving people, not the main reason, but a reason why you should be forgiving people, is so that you can have your own peace and you
Yes.
can move forward and do what you need to do. So, y'all, that's a part of self-care, okay? That is all a part of self-care.
Yes.
So, question for you. We're coming up on our time, but I have a question. What is one piece of advice you would give your younger self about the self-care genre? What would you say to help them to be able to shine?
I would say be gentle with yourself, give yourself grace, listen to your body, listen to what you need, walk in peace, do things that bring you joy.
Yes. Do things that bring you joy. Yes.
We only
Yes. Be
have
gentle
one
with
life to
yourself.
live.
Exactly. Forgive yourself. Show yourself grace. Stop beating yourself up. Okay. Whew, I wish somebody would have told me that when I was a child and I would have listened. I don't know if I would have listened, but I wish I would have listened. So, is there anything you want to leave my guests with today? It could be with the advice you just gave for the younger self or something else. What do you want to leave my guests with today?
I want to leave your guests with today knowing that they empower themselves, that they can embark on their self-care journey. Self-care always doesn't have to mean something like tangible, like you're spending money on. Self-care can look differently for you, whatever stage of life you're on. Self-care has to be intentional. You have to be intentional about your self-care, setting yourself up for success. So whatever that's, if you're getting into your skin care routine, if it's making sure you are using your PTO at work, if it's taking you a me day and saying, hey, I'm just gonna go and decompress, I'm gonna turn off my phone and have a me day. If it's, I'm gonna do absolutely nothing, if it's, I'm gonna schedule me a therapy session. Whatever you do, be intentional about it. Give yourself grace. We're not perfect. We might fall off, but get back on. Get yourself a good accountability partner, community. Get yourself in community because when you're in community, it makes a difference. You don't feel like you're isolated or by yourself. And love yourself. Give yourself a hug. Love yourself. Life is so short.
We doing virtual hugs. Y'all join in on the virtual hugs. Okay. So, Brooke, how can my listeners learn more about you, keep up with you, follow you? What are the options?
Yes, they can follow me on IG and TikTok, at Brooke Motivates. And also, you can find me on my website at brookwaller.com. You can
Okay.
stay tuned for different self-care workshops coming soon. I would love to work with you guys.
Okay, yay. So, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Shine Bright with Sabrina. My desire is that you are inspired to practice some self-care unapologetically, based on the conversation we had today, so that you understand self-care is not selfish. It's actually a requirement for you to be sh able to show up as your best. All the information for Brooke's stuff will be in the show notes. So her details of how you may follow her and keep up with her will be in the show notes. I am Sabrina Shine Williams. And if you have not already subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you know when new episodes are dropped. Leave a comment, share with your friend, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. And all of those are Sabrina Shine Williams. Remember, you have the power to make a difference by deciding and then taking action. Shine as bright as you want because together, we shine brighter. And until next time, this is Sabrina Shine Williams signing off. Take care, stay inspired, and let's keep making this world a brighter place together. Thank you.